Yeah, so all right, back in the post game. This one's gonna be a serious one. I wanna talk more about the fallout from Charlottesville. Both the good news, which I think is that I really do believe Trump crossed the line that he's gonna have trouble getting back from. And the bad news, which is I have underestimated how many right-wing white nationalists there are, and perhaps greatly underestimated. It's a super real phenomenon. So let's start there, because remember we were just talking a little while ago, 6 months ago, a year ago, where I was telling you it's mainly 15-year-old boys in their basement, right? Mm-hmm. Not to be derogatory towards anything online, obviously, right? But a lot of pent-up sexual frustration, they target women more. And then I read a great article, which I never forwarded to you guys, and I meant to, which showed that it actually, yes, it was. Mm-hmm. That's how 4chan, 8chan, et cetera, was mainly young teenage boys who were frustrated. But now they've grown up, and they're not 15 anymore, and they're 20, right? Mm-hmm. And Fields was 20. Mm-hmm. And they're 21, 23. And there's, and they say they have an army, and it is partly true. Mm-hmm. There is, I think, you know, if you asked me if you asked me 2 days ago, how many hardcore white nationalists are there that are active and yada yada, I would have said like 50,000, which is already way too large a number, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I now think it's in the millions.
Yeah.
It's in the fucking millions, man. So now, in a country with 330 million people, even if you had 2-3 million white supremacists who are actively involved in politics, online, doing all this stuff, right? Well, it's still a small percentage, you know? It's 1% or less, obviously. But a couple million people is a real phenomenon. And a couple million people, if they're willing to do violence, can easily take over a country.
So I'm gonna say something that I've never said publicly, because look, this is the way I feel. And I don't want anyone to think like I'm discriminating against anyone or that I would take any action against anyone simply based on their demographic. But it's just a feeling that I get based on things that occurred in 2016, and then the constant news that we cover, right? Mm-hmm. So every once in a while, you know, you'll do a story where stereotypes have a real impact on the way people deal with things. And so a common thing that you'll hear is, you know, black person, you know, walking the opposite direction, coming toward you while you're walking on a sidewalk in the middle of the night. And people will get scared, right? They'll fear for their safety because of those stereotypes that have been perpetuated over and over again. I don't fear black people or Latinos or any demographic more than I fear walking past young white males. And again, I don't want anyone to think like, oh my God, Anna hates young white males. No, it's just based on the stuff that you hear, the stuff that we cover. You know, when I go running, I wear my TYT hat, and maybe that's not a good idea. But whenever I see a white guy gazing at me a little too long, I panic inside a little bit, you know? And I don't want to feel that way, but it's the harassment and the abuse that I've personally dealt with over the last 2 years have specifically come from young white males. And so it's just interesting to me because while they perpetuate the stereotypes about Latinos and black men, the reality is they terrorize people more than anything right now. They, you know, and again, I don't want anyone to think like if you're a white male and you're watching this, I don't want you to think like Anna hates me. No, but if I don't know you, it's this like paranoia that I feel right now. You know, again, if you're gazing at me a little too long.
Yeah, and so unfortunately, they poison the well for everybody.
Yes.
And so let me give more context here. So first of all, the number one demographic that watches the Young Turks is young white males. So our audience is young white males, and so now our audience is way more diverse, but they are the top demographic.
Right.
So obviously, we don't hate young white males. That's our audience, right? Mm-hmm. But it's like this. It's a goofy analogy, but I think you'll understand what I'm saying. It's what I told you guys in a different post game. we had a friend who would go and say the most awkward, horrible things to women at bars and clubs. Mm-hmm. And then I realized, oh, he's the guy who's ruining it for everybody. Mm-hmm. That's what makes women put up their defense shield.
Yeah.
And so when a decent guy goes up to them, which is the overwhelming majority of guys, they're scared, they want to go and talk to this girl that they find attractive, and they gathered up the courage to do it. And then the girl throws a huge defense shield at him,
yeah,
and makes him feel bad. It's not because of you, dude. It's because some psycho came up before you. And almost
yeah.
all women have to deal with that, even though the number of guys doing that are a minority.
Right, right? Exactly. And so I know that me feeling that way or thinking that way is wrong. And I check myself every time I start thinking that way. You know, but I just hope that people understand where it comes from. Because last year, I mean, think about what happened to the RNC, white dudes, right? Mm-hmm. Think about what happened to me during that hike where I got assaulted. It was a young white guy, right? Mm-hmm. Had no problem pushing me to the ground, grabbing my phone out of my hand. And then also, those are actual physical interactions that occurred last year. Mm-hmm. But then that's just the cherry on top. Think about all of the harassment, all of the doxing, all of the online abuse that we get regularly. You know what I'm saying?
So and almost exclusively young white males.
Yeah. And so I don't think that it's representative of young white males. I don't think that the majority of, not even close to the majority of young white males think that way. But now I'm like, what if someone sees me wearing my TYT hat and they think, like, you know, they want to do something to me? I don't even feel like myself. I don't know. I don't know if I'm articulating.
Yeah,
you know,
no, I get it. I get it. Let me explain two other things. Look, one is we're not Sam Harris. We don't agree. We don't think you should profile all young white males,
right?
Or anti-profile them, whatever cutesy thing that he does. We don't think you should nuke them just in case. I mean, it's just a thought experiment, right? We don't think any of those things. We don't think you should torture them. We don't think you should go to war with young white males. Those are all preposterous ideas. So we don't make the same mistake that the right wing makes when they talk about Muslims or Latinos or anyone else. Mm-hmm. Okay? It just so happens that's the demographic that has a small minority in it that has poisoned the well. Mm-hmm. And so it's understandable. Like for me, now this is just, you know, a funny side note, but I have the opposite feeling when I see young black guy somewhere. Mm-hmm. I think they probably have my back.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And so even though our audience is, since the country is overwhelmingly white, our audience is still more white. But we have a huge African American audience, and you know, I was joking internally, and I might have even mentioned in a post game, if I'm in an elevator with an African American guy, I go 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, and he goes, "Hey, you're that guy."
Yeah.
Okay, and almost universally positive. Mm-hmm. And usually what people say is, "Thanks for sticking up for us," mm-hmm. right? And so. You know, it's a funny thing that the right wing racists are like, "Oh, black guys, you should be scared of them." I see black guys, and I think I'm going to be okay.
Yeah, so I'll give you, you know, my version of that. So a couple weekends ago, Christian and I came across, I forget if it's called Raspados or Respados. Does anyone know? Raspados. Okay, they're like these insanely delicious Mexican drinks that have like fruit and shaved ice and blah, blah, blah. They're delightful. They're the best.
Okay. God bless.
So anyway, we see a place that specializes in them, and it's like this little hole in the wall. And I'm like, oh my God, I want one. Let's go. I haven't had one since I was in high school. So we go in there. The business owner doesn't really speak English. No one inside spoke English.
Did you want to kick them all out of the country?
No, but it was just weird because while we were in there, and I'm, you know, I understand Spanish, and you know, I can get by speaking it, but I felt comfortable, like completely comfortable. I felt like I was at home, you know, and I didn't feel threatened for even a second, right? And so, I don't know. It's a weird time in America. And again, I really want to reiterate, I don't see all white guys as like being dangerous or whatever. It's just when it comes to my personal safety and when I'm walking alone, you know, let's say I'm walking Charlie at night, I'm a little more cautious because I'm afraid. I'm afraid based on, you know, experience and all these stories that we cover on a regular basis. People think that we're white haters, which is ridiculous because I'm white.
But to be fair, you're literally Caucasian.
Yeah.
So you can't get any whiter than Anna Kasparian.
Yeah.
But you know, yeah. And of course, what they do is they spread lies. Mm-hmm. You know, you know the endless string of lies, but the prominent one is the one you're talking about. Oh, we're racist for not being racist, right? That means we hate white people. Well, we got a funny way of showing it.
Anyway,
you got a funny way of showing that you hate white people by being white,
right?
And have your whole family is white, and let alone. Anyway,
I want people to be decent to one another and not harp. I mean, look, I think that a lot of this white nationalism is partly influenced by shit in alternative media, right? But I also think that people are looking for a scapegoat for their own problems. And it's ironic because it's always the right wing that says, take personal responsibility, you failed because you're a failure, right? But what about you guys, right? Take personal responsibility. Your life doesn't suck because of equality, okay? I know that they were used to getting things handed to them on a silver platter, and now there's a little bit of competition in the workplace. But take responsibility. You got to step up to the plate. Don't blame other people for your issues.
Well, you know what? That's okay, but let me just slightly disagree with you on that because mm-hmm. No, whites overall had power, complete power. Mm-hmm. Now it's more equitable, so there's some frustration in that. I agree with you on that part. But for a lot of the younger guys, they grew up in a pretty shitty situation, right? Mm-hmm. With not very much money, and they feel like the elites are crushing them. And there is some truth to that. But as always, the demagogues have taken that mm-hmm. and misdirected them.
Right.
And it's funny that they're going to protect Confederate soldier monuments because the elite have reconstituted the old South. Hey, if you're dirt poor white guy, don't hate the plantation owner, don't hate the governor, don't hate the people in charge that put you in that situation. Hate someone that I've now told you is even lower than you. So I'm gonna arbitrarily say black people are lower than you, and I want you to hate them with great intensity so you don't hate me.
Look, it's a common tactic by the elite, right? Mm-hmm. They don't want people to change the system that continuously oppresses people. They want people to, you know, find a scapegoat, punch below them, you know, and go after the powerless. It's a great distraction.
It's literally the oldest trick in the book. And you know, we talk about elites, but I also want to be clear about that. And that's eventually going to lead to hope. Don't worry, there is hope at the end of all this. Is that so? There's no smoke fill room. They make decisions based on their own personal calculations, which then lead to pushing for lower taxes, et cetera, right? And they are incentivized in that direction. And the Republicans were able to gather up an interesting collection of evangelicals and racists, which is a different category, okay? Mm-hmm. And greedy and whatever, we'd characterize them as greedy, but and put them in a coalition where they said, if you vote for this, you will get lower taxes, okay? Mm-hmm. And the quote unquote elites, rashly thinking, well, I want to keep more of my money, mm-hmm. okay, I'm going to vote for those. But the chickens have now come home to roost. And those elites don't want pitchforks, they don't want violence, and almost none of them want Nazis. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of exceptions who don't necessarily want Nazis, but don't mind white nationalism, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But the overwhelming majority of them just wanted the lower taxes. And so now when they see Trump and the out of control freight train, that's why I think he crossed the line this weekend. And I know you feel like he's crossed 1,000 lines and gotten away with it and can shoot someone on Fifth Avenue. No. I'm the guy who told you he could win. I'm the guy who said in June of 2015 that he would win the Republican primary, right? Mm-hmm. That was 6 months before the voting started. So I'm not Pollyannish. I knew he was coming. But I'm telling you now, I also know he's going. So there is a line, it seems like there is no line, but there is, and it's Nazi violence in America. And I think that's why all those Republican senators ran out there, the Ted Cruz of the world, to go, no, wait, we didn't mean that. We didn't mean that. Walk that back. Walk that back. That's domestic terrorism. We're not pro-Nazi. Okay? So, you know, and with the story we didn't get to about him undermining someone that was on his council, economic council, the CEO of Merck, who left because he's black and couldn't take Trump anymore, and then Trump attacks him. We'll talk about it on the show more tomorrow. But how many allies can you shiv? Mm-hmm. You know, how many lines can you cross? Mm-hmm. How many Nazis can you be in favor of before people go, nah, I'm done with them? Even the lower taxes aren't worth it, besides which Hillary would have given me lower taxes. Schumer promised us before the election his, among his top two priorities was cutting corporate taxes. I'll get it from the Democrats. I'll get it from Kasich. I'll get it from Rubio. But I'm done with this guy.
Right.
Right? They're not all going to say it, and they're not all going to say it at once. But it has begun. He's in a world of hurt. He doesn't know how much hurt he's in. He's like, this was way too fucking far. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that from my perspective as a progressive. And by the way, I know some folks who have done well, right? Mm-hmm. And I haven't talked to any of them about it, but I know them, man. This shit is deeply unsettling, right? Mm-hmm. It's not just unsettling for us, it's unsettling for them. So TikTok, TikTok. Look, Trump is open Pandora's box, and a lot of demons, ghouls, and goblins flew out. And he gave permission to those racists to come out of the closet. And he stoked them and said, there's people worse than you, the ones that are lower than you, not the ones that are higher than you. He said, blame the Mexican immigrant that just crossed over the border, because he's the one that rigged the system. How the fuck would he have rigged the system? He has no power at all. Blame the Muslims who are about to institute Sharia law in America. I mean, he got them to believe in this insanity, and he unleashed them in the world. Mm-hmm. But if you know the story of Pandora's box, after all the demons fly out, at the bottom is hope. Okay, and so, and by the way, one of the things that might have happened is if the elites are scared enough, they might go, okay, maybe we go populist left, because the populist right did not work out, and nobody's buying the establishment. They're still not there. Mm-hmm. They're, believe me, they're going to fight for three long, bloody, hard years. I hope, I don't mean that literally, and I hope to get two, that nothing is bloody. Mm-hmm. Okay, but so, but in, I'm as positive as I was back then, and all the things that I think I've gotten roughly right, that we're going to win, and 2020 is going to be a landslide. This country, yes, it is spooky and frightening and alarming that apparently millions of Americans sympathize with neo-Nazis and the Klan and white supremacists. But the country's not made of Nazis. That mom in Kansas that voted for Trump, I don't think she likes being in the same boat as Nazis. So I don't think they're gonna win that fight. Okay, so that's, I think the end has begun.
I hope so.
Look, to be accurate, the end began, and I said it on the show on that day, when he fired James Comey. So you could argue the end began when he made the deal with the Russians in the first place, right? But okay, but no, firing Comey was the beginning. But this is the next step. Like, this was very, very significant. Mm-hmm. You will see, by the way, as always, not Monday morning quarterback. I'm telling you ahead of time, not so I can tell you I told you, but so you can follow along and see if I'm right or wrong, and if you should trust my analysis of it. My guess is there'll be a lot more Republicans openly challenging Trump going forward, because their donors will have told them, fuck that guy. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're done with that guy. And so, not all of them, not at once, but a lot of them, and soon. It began, and remember, from day one, what did I say would be the progression, right? Mm-hmm. You would have, at some point, some Republicans begin to turn on him, then a lot of Republicans turn on him, and then when you get to McCain and Paul Ryan, you know he's almost done, right? And McCain shivved him on healthcare. Mm-hmm. So we've seen a lot of the things happen. When Paul Ryan jumps off the ship,
it's disgusting that he hasn't yet. But okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what did Paul Ryan do this weekend? Strongly condemn the white supremacists, etc. because he works for the donors, and the donors are generally not white supremacists. Mm-hmm. And that shit makes them super uncomfortable. They're the ones building moats. They don't want those guys crossing those moats.
Right.
So I think hence this is as horrific as it is a sign that things are going to, that we're going to be rid of them. And now when I say on the clock, I don't mean 3 years from now. That would be the end of his term. I don't mean he's going up for re-election. And I don't mean 2 years from now or even 18 months from now. Now we're at a point where we can look at starting to be about 6 months from now. Any time from 6 days to 6 months. Mm-hmm. And I've never been more consistently wrong than when I talk about timing. So when I talk about timing, take it with a giant grain of salt. So you'll see, you go back to my old predictions, holy shit, that was true. But that one was off by 3 years. Mm-hmm. That one was off by 3 months, right? So I hope I'm not wrong about the timing of this, but you never know. All right, one last fun thing to end on. Mm-hmm. We're talking about white males. So first of all, forget the white part of it. If you actually want to do profiling of the most dangerous people in the country, either at airports or anywhere else, you'd profile young males, right? Yeah. Whether they're Muslims, white, blacks, Latino, it doesn't matter. They commit the most crimes by a landslide. Mm-hmm. They commit the most mass shootings. They commit the most terrorist acts. It's not even close. But we don't profile young males because it's not the right thing to do.
Right.
Because that means that you put all young males in the same category as terrorists and mass shooters and criminals. And that's not right, even though it is statistically accurate. Mm-hmm. That's why they'll be like, oh, well, the blacks, I can show you statistics about black crime. No, you can show me statistics about black people who are arrested. Okay,
yeah.
That's a different thing from who's committing the crimes. But if you want to do stats, then we'd go after young males, right? And we shouldn't do that because we're Americans. Anyway, but it reminded me of Johnny Pye, another young white male we've hired.
Yeah, who's like literally one of my favorite people on the planet.
Right,
yeah.
So you should follow him on Instagram. This is what I love about Instagram. It's funny how, all right, I shouldn't get into what I don't like, okay? I saw a picture of John. I was like, look at this fucking badass Viking he met on his trip. And I was like, oh wait, that's John.
Yeah.
His beard is so gross. I swear to God, I didn't recognize him. Mm-hmm. I thought it was like a dude from up there, like Viking looking dude from up there.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, we've got our own Viking. Look at Johnny Pye.
Ah,
Johnny Pye, we miss you, big guy. And he was at Svalbard. We were talking about how he was going to go get the grains if he's the last person on Earth, and he's got to, or among the last people on that ship, and repopulate the Earth after North Korea. At least he's got the grains. He knows where it is. He can find it. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. Humanity will be saved yet again by a white male, John Iderol. All right, guys. Much love. We'll see you next time.